Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Patriots Director of Player Personnel Nick Caserio is one of the key figures in the Patriots contingent every year at the Combine here in Indianapolis. On Thursday, we caught up with him to ask him about the 2013 draft class in general, as well as the fact the Patriots have only five picks, far less than what they're accustomed to having.
Really, defensively, on the whole, looks like a good group. I mean, there's a good group of safeties, there's a good group of corners, there's a good group of linebackers, there's a good group of defensive linemen or players that are going to play with their hand down. So, there's good depth, I would say, across the draft. You know, as usual, the underclassmen are a big part of it. I mean, with 73 of them declaring, that's almost 25% of players, 25% of the total 288 or whatever number is that can get picked. Now, not all of them get drafted, but so there's a lot of players, a lot of good football players, and you just kind of have to dig through and fish through and figure out what makes the most sense for your team moving forward.
Last year you guys had a really defensive heavy draft, and I'm sure part of that was you take the best guys available, and maybe part of it was there's some areas that we want to get younger and more needs. How does one year's draft correlate to the next year's draft? Does it at all? Does the fact that you guys pick so many defensive players have any bearing on what might happen this year?
Yeah, really, each year is its own entity in terms of how you build your team. So what happened the previous year really doesn't have really any bearing on what happens this year moving forward. You're going to go through the same process. You're going to identify the players. You're going to rank the players, stack the players. And then when it comes time to pick, you're trying to pick players that you feel are going to help your team, wherever that may be.
It's unusual for you guys to have only five picks. You guys are known for a team that often has well over seven. I mean, it's seven rounds, but you have well over seven. How does that impact your approach to this year's draft, only having the five and not having a lot in those middle rounds?
Yeah, it's just really more from a number standpoint. You still do the same thing in terms of you go through and evaluate the players as you normally would. Right now we have five picks. Could that change? Possibly, but that's where we are right now, but we take the draft as it comes, and sometimes things fall into place, and you take the picks that you have. If you acquire picks along the way, great. If you don't, then you just continue to move forward and build a team accordingly.
All right. Good time of year, isn't it?
It's exciting. It is. But that's what we're here for, and it's enjoyable. No
and I'm
question.
Guessing I can ask you right now who are the Patriots taking with 29. I probably won't get a full, concrete, specific answer.
It's too
I'll
hard.
Try.
Yeah, it's impossible. Okay. It's too hard. There's too many players that didn't get picked before us. So
worth a shot.
Yep.
Worth a shot. All right. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Be sure to keep it here on Patriots.com and with Patriots Today. We'll have more from Nick Caserio during our weekend here in Indianapolis and much more from the Combine all throughout the weekend. That'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.